Yeah,
you down last time.
No.
Three quid.
Well, not bad.
They don't last 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was kind of like them poppers or something, but like, I don't know, I didn't think I was in there. I think I kept breathing into much, which meant that I kind of huffed it. But it was,
yeah, you're supposed to hold your nose and just, like, just inhale and exhale into the balloon. Like.
Yeah. I was pretty pissed when I was up, so. Strange, like.
Whoa.
Won't be going back anytime soon, unless them girls get fucking psyched and fucked up. Not paying anyone's ways, just doing that to people, is there anything? Not for me. Sound cool, thank you.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Perfect. You got a drink after, or what we do?
We've already had 2 drinks.
Yeah, bro. So, yeah, pay for it.
Oh my god.
What?
I can hear Ben from.
Oh, so can we.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, they did the, like, gender separated queue as well. Like, it was like longitude or something. Like, they weren't searching people.
Oh, they do that all the time, trying to.
I know, but like, why? They don't search people.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense. Like, there were lads of fucking blue ones, and like, he had like fucking 50 fucking canisters on them or whatever.
Hey, Stella.
Hey. What's happening? How are you?
Over here. This is like I'm getting a job interview.
Makes yourself comfortable.
It's that, I guess.
Yeah. What's fine, you might as well travel down in a few.
Huh?
Blood usage.
Do you want to title of this podcast?
Kick in the festivals.
Good one. Who came up with that?
Who should take?
Oh. Goodness gracious.
There we are, open the window.
Oh, flavor.
So.
It's not worth opening the window. It's too noisy.
Do you want to.
No, birds.
Do you want to load down with
birds?
Fog cough. Fog cough.
Right, Ben, do you want to give us a little. Chat for a second, just.
Hello, Aaron Steph, what's crack?
Is that Ali Zoom?
No. Tommy?
It's been up there, though.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep. Sean?
What's up?
Yeah, are you going to sit like that the whole time?
Why? Well, I'll be too loud if I lean forward, will I? Or am I too quiet?
No, it's just. Yeah, just lean forward for just a sec. Like, I don't mind, like, you know.
Test.
You sound so great, like, it's well, sexy. Right. You sound so good.
I always do. Yeah. voice like silk.
Alright, Steph, just give us a.
What's crack, lads?
Yeah, nice one. Okay, Grant. Well, are you ready?
Do you know what we're doing?
Yeah, we're doing festivals, right?
Right.
Do you have anything planned in mind?
I do, yeah, but like. God, I've like been. In a war with my mind over this one.
It's fair. Yeah, that's good. I like what you're thinking about. Basically, what we're doing, 3 categories. We've changed it up a bit, because we're trying to figure it out, right?
Just to piss you off.
Alright, okay.
My one is acts. So, I won't tell you how many, but it's roughly like headliners and then a few. Right?
Something I have to say, like.
Yeah.
It's kind of the time just to say now.
Alright, yeah, because my festival in my head's very different.
3 headliners and 5 main acts. We're kind of
see, that's
about.
Like, because I've been in a war of my mind, and I've been like, I can't pick. Like, just 3 people. Because I like so many different music. So I was trying to go 1 from each genre.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Like, we're ranking it on practicality.
Well, no one ever told me that.
You're
no,
smart.
I gave
you a big briefcase full of cash. All right.
Well, like, this is only the first episode. So we're only kind of
figuring
out.
You have a blank check, Steph. You have a blank check, right?
It's not pressure.
You realistically have 8 acts to go with.
Okay.
Yeah. No but just try to feel it out. And then Tommy is going to be. My one's acts, right? And I'm going to lead the conversation. Because there's loads of us. So we don't want everyone just like piping in.
Get it.
At the end of every segment, us 4 will rank it.
Okay.
Let's get how good we think it will make for an Irish act festival, right? Then we'll get a score. Then Tommy's going to do functionality. That's going to be how you get there, where it is, how much it is, and age, roughly, right? Then Sean is going to be vibes. So that's like camping, food.
Well, I'm also doing vibes for the podcast. Like.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Camping, food.
Unique selling points.
Unique selling points. So like if you have like a fucking playground there, donkeys or something.
Swimming pool, you know.
Something
sweet, sweet, sweet.
A lake, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet,
that's
yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
All the extra little fancy little.
And then at the end, do that one thing you couldn't do without the festival.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to let you know that's definitely drawn a spanner into what my festival was in my head. So it's going to be rough on the podcast now.
No worries. Wait, explain that.
Because mine was different. That. Yeah, I will. When we start, I'll say, you know what, I've been at a war with my mind.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to start us off. I'm going to...
Wait, what are you judging me on?
I'm the host.
Alright, okay.
So everyone is going to judge you on each category. But it's going to be an average
these
score.
These are in charge of segments.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to introduce you, and then we're going to be like, how do we know you?
I don't know.
No, I just thought of something.
Give a quick spiel on yourself.
Because I'm the vibe writer.
Yeah.
Class.
It's actually quite good.
You could say that, Sean, yeah.
It rolls off the tongue for him.
Yeah. We're going to be like, how do we know you? Whatever. Have you gone to any festivals together? Most favourite festival you've ever been to.
And then you get going.
That's fair.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Click clock.
Do you have a name?
Do you have a name for your festival?
No, I'll think of one though.
Okay, because we're probably going to rank it. We're going to rank it in a big table called a fest table.
I wish you'd told me this, like...
We've figured it out an hour ago, Steph.
Yeah.
Alright, okay. I'll figure one out.
Like, there's no pressure. There's no pressure.
This is only a pilot.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure it
out. Yeah, but I want it to be the best one.
Well, obviously. But,
you're the best episode of our other podcast, so...
Yeah. In fairness. I'm trying to keep a winning streak.
Yeah, that's why we picked you first, Steph.
Thanks, lads.
Right, 3, 2, 1.
Hold on, there's a bit of a scratchiness.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to take that off? Well,
I don't know if it makes a difference. Oh, that makes a difference. Yeah, that's much better. Don't do that. Cause like,
just keep them in a stable position. That's going to move.
Frozen. That's really awkward.
I'd say keep them in a stable position, Tommy. Maybe so.
Or literally frozen.
What did he get to do last time?
I'm sweating. Give him a pillow.
His feet are down on the ground.
Throw a pillow, Tommy.
Yeah,
pop them all. Young swim.
Woohoo!
Alright, sexy.
It's not going to be at all. No.
Christ.
There's another one. There's a third. Oh, he has two of them.
Wait, that'll do. Happy out.
1429. Okay, savage.
I'm the dot 30, right?
Yeah, I'm the dot 30.
We're doing this for an hour, right?
Are you nervous at all, Steph?
See you guys.
I'm just like, God, I feel like I'm flustered now.
Don't be.
When you're in your job in here, they're like, so do you know anything about the company? And you're like, yeah, like I know you have one down the road.
Keep that for the podcast.
No, I'm grand, okay. I'm fine, yeah. Thanks. Right. I'll keep going.
You can't offer your tea around because you don't live here. There's no milk.
I'm enough.
Start from the bottom.
No way.
Not here yet.
Still there.
We're still there.
Ah, Christ. All right.
Is it recording?
Yep, we're flying.
Okay.
We're 1:29 into it. Everyone do a quick clear the throat.
Erect cock. Pungent pussy.
The quick brown fox jumps Benedict over the lazy dog.
Cumberbatch.
Don't rape
me. Right, get it going, come on.
Alright, hello and welcome to the first episode of a Kickin' the Festivals podcast. Each episode we will be debating with our guests the art... I'll start again.
Stop moving your hand on your leg.
Also, don't call it a Kickin' the Festivals podcast, just call it a Kickin' the Festivals. Okay. The podcast where...
Right. Make sure you say a kick in the festivals.
Okay.
It's got to be pronounced right, otherwise.
Make sure you just do it right, man.
Hey? I thought this is your baby.
Lot of pressure.
This is your idea, man.
Okay. Shall I have a blink?
Head on,
Joe.
Head on, Joe. Head on, Joe. Head on, Joe. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Are you going to pick it up or are you going to leave it there the whole time?
I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
Looks good.
What is it?
Alright. Shall I have a blink? Alright. Hello and welcome to the first episode of A Kick in the Festivals. In this podcast, we will be debating with our guests their ideal festival. Festival? Why the fuck did I say festival? Hello and welcome to the first episode of A Kick in the Festivals. In this podcast, we will debate... You know, I'm just going to... We will
just
be debating with...
You can do this later in post doing your gaff. Yeah. Like, we'll do it. No, you can have all the time in the world at home.
Just chill out, man. Take a deep breath.
You have all the time in the world here.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Can I go with it now? Can I?
Do you want a shot or something?
Am I allowed? I've had too many. I think I shouldn't have drank before this.
You had a drink?
Two.
I was going to get a drink.
We'll get one after.
A few.
It's better to do it on
get a few after.
Oh, yeah.
Got a few after
few.
Drink a bottle of wine.
Prosecco. No, not my vibe. No.
Prosecco.
Okay.
Prosecco mode.
All right.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of A Kick in the Festivals. In this podcast, we will discuss with our guests their ideal festival, from acts to style and everything in between. will keep track of their scores through our leaderboard, the Fest Table. Before we begin, let's introduce ourselves and our guests. I'm the host, Connor Farrelly. I'm the host, Connor Farrelly, the head honcho around here.
No! Cut!
We absolutely debated that now, whether we're going to put that in.
The big cheese,
yeah.
Connor Farrelly.
I'm the host, Connor Farrelly. The big cheese around these parts. I'm here with Ben.
How are you?
Tommy.
How are you?
Sean.
Hello.
And our very special guest, Steffi Beffi Weffi.
What's crack?
How are you getting on?
Good, how are you?
All good.
How's everyone else? All good?
All good in the hood, yeah.
Rough old night, man. But
yeah, should we not go into that?
Dream Club podcast coming next year. We'll critique a few events that happen, but yeah.
All right, Steph. So you're familiar with the concept?
I am, yeah.
Are you comfortable?
Feeling a bit nervous now, to be honest, you know. Got a lot of ideas running through my head, just trying to pick.
Yeah.
Big ones, get scores up, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We want to hear play to win,
go hard or go home.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into the meat and veg of this podcast, you know, we'd just like to introduce you and get our listeners to get used to your voice and stuff. So, you know, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you smell us.
All right, well, I went to Berlin with Ben.
Did we go to Berlin?
Actually, before I went to Berlin with Ben, I got a taxi home with him from Shanghai, and he stiffed me. He made me pay the taxi twice.
That is a scoundrel.
Yeah. And, I don't know how I met.
It was Bliss from there.
Day in the Park.
Day in the Park.
You were chatting on Newbar before. And then
Brazilian men.
Everything about that, yeah.
Yeah, the but Day in the Park is probably the first bonding session.
Yeah.
The first time we went to the old crack out.
Old crack city.
Yeah.
Baby.
So, question we're probably going to ask every guest will be, what is the best festival you've ever been to? Or your best experience that you've had at a festival before? What was your favourite time?
Can I pick like a moment at a festival?
Yeah.
Sure.
Alright, I'm going to probably pick the Saturday of EP because...
Just gone?
Yeah, like it was class, man.
Class.
It was so hot. Like
excellent Saturday.
It was roasting. If any of you have been there, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then I, you know...
Yeah.
It was class, man.
Yeah, so hard.
Yeah. Everyone by Sean was at that one.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in this room that hasn't been at EP ever. So I feel like
we're going to make a mention of this year. This.
Yeah. We'll all be there next year? This year?
Possibly.
This year, yeah.
Yeah.
Should all be there? Life, so.
Everyone be at life, Tommy, yeah?
I
didn't see that coming.
So I feel like we're reasonably qualified
yeah.
to give our take on the festivals here in Ireland. And abroad, you've been to Benicassim, Ben.
Been to Benicassim. I've been to many a festival. Very different. You take a lot of cold showers, which is different.
I thought you were going to say something else.
You take about 3 or 4 cold showers a day because you just get so sweaty. But it's very good. It starts much later on. Nice little camping situation.
Mm-hmm.
Shelter as well from the sun.
It's always nice.
It's always nice to tell you. It's very good. The acts are very good as well. It probably... better run, I would say.
How many days were you there for?
7. Camping for 7 days. The festival's 4.
That's
so you can, there's like a Santa Ponsa kind of village there, so you can
like
go in.
Did you lose stone when you came back?
No, but I slept for like 4 days. It was very good crack, I must say. Like, one big thing I know is when you go straight away, they like bring you to a campsite and they set you down so you have like a good amount of space. Like, it's not EP where you just like make a circle and then someone like fucks themselves
there
in the middle.
There are someone collecting you from like back out to the field. Where are you?
Yeah.
I can see Tesco.
Oh my god. Never forget that. So we drop right in.
Right, so Steph, we're after handing you a big briefcase full of money. Go ahead, make your festival for us.
Alright, well before I do that, I'm just going to make a disclaimer that before I came here, in my head, I was at war with myself, lads. Don't know if I've had to say that to you before, but I was at war with myself.
You did mention that you felt a lot of pressure
coming in
here. Obviously, you're the first guest.
Into the lion's den.
Yeah, do you know, and I listen to a lot of different types of music, so it was hard for me to pinpoint, like, who from each genre I would pick.
Mm. Yeah.
So before I came here, I was kind of thinking, like, my festival would have, like, different areas of different genres of music.
Okay.
Interesting.
But I've just been informed that I have to pick 3 headliners.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that my genres of music was going to be like indie, okay, and then rap, a little bit of pop, and then techno.
Okay.
So
yeah,
they're my genres of festival, so I'd like four headliners.
We were just like, because most... Four headliners.
Oh, I got four genres.
Well, I suppose you can...
I think we should give people a blank slate. I think that's... Here we get the best
results. Right, this is the first episode, so we are just kind of feeling it. We just thought that most standard festivals would be three headliners and
three
then
days.
Five floating around. Now, I can give you an option of three headliners on the main stage,
mm-hmm,
and then if you want, you can pick a few guys that you will have on separate stages that can also be main stage times. How's
right.
that suit you? Headline times. Let's be honest, techno guy probably isn't going to get on the main stage.
Yeah, no, the techno wasn't even going to be a main stage. It was just going to be, like, an area. My festival didn't really have a main stage. Like I said, it had four areas that each had a main stage.
It's like a four-in-one festival.
Yeah, it's like a four-in-one festival, so it's like everyone can go. It's not like...
Okay, well then fuck it. That's way more... That's very creative.
Do you know,
so,
like, Longitude,
yeah,
like, this year it's very heavy rap, so, like, the main stage is obviously going to be, like, the headliners for 3 days, like, ASAP Rocky, Future... whoever, Chance. So it's like, I didn't want...
And Cardi B.
Yeah.
Please, if
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
mind.
Sorry.
God.
That
won't respect.
Okay, well, I tell you what. We'll give you 8 acts to work with. You can
right.
place them wherever
that's
you want.
That's grand. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
right, we're going to head into acts.
All
right. So, Steph, I want your headliners. I want a few that are floating around throughout the weekend. I want you to set the stage for me. All right.
So, my number one headliner, obviously, if I was going to ever pick a festival, it's going to be Kanye. 1,000%,
okay,
like, he's in there. But I'm also going to say I have to pick the set lists. I don't want him
yay.
To get on there and be playing like...
Yay.
Yeah. I don't want any of yay. I want like specifically old Kanye. Maybe
okay.
he'll do like a 3-hour set and it'll go from old to new, to new
yeah.
you know?
Like,
Kanye
just,
is the type of guy.
We should do it
yeah.
like people
right.
can pick what year of an artist they want. Like 07.
That's
no.
Him. That's getting far.
We're not
the
doing
96
that.
Bulls.
Like. We're not
like all
right, I'm just going to mention I'm helping him with the set list.
I stop this
yeah.
all immediately. Curing. We're all talking at the same time. Sounds gonna sound a bit shit. We need to like settle it down a bit.
Okay.
Deep breaths, everyone.
Deep breaths.
Everyone,
deep
take 3 seconds before they speak.
Yeah.
We haven't got that long.
So they just say like, "All right, Kanye, that's your first
Kanye
one."
Kanye is definitely my first one. Another one. I'm gonna say this is for the indie. It's gonna have to be Fleetwood Mac, to be honest. I know it's a very like, expected that one, but they're classic. Everyone loves them, and
yeah.
they are bangers. And like, can you just imagine being out of it at Fleetwood Mac, everyone dancing, like
mm-hmm.
it'd be class. So I'm gonna do Fleetwood Mac as another one, and then
what are you gonna call that stage?
The stage or the area?
The area.
I don't know.
One of the four.
Probably gonna be like
throwback stage,
chicken balls. If it's a 4-in-1.
Yeah,
no, that's the
part.
Festival.
That's brilliant. Name it after the four parts of the Chinese.
Can I call
one.
My festival Aberdeen 4-in-1? Class.
Well, we're into some copyright issues, but yeah, be fine.
Maybe not. Change it a little bit. Aberdeen.
So your tactic here, you are appealing to the masses in a way, pleasing yourself, but at the same time, you know, everyone loves Kanye,
yeah.
everyone loves Fleetwood Mac, so you're making sure everyone's happy.
The thing is, in my ideal festival, it has like all my friends there,
okay.
and like sound people, sound out. I'm not looking for like them little scummers, you know,
yeah.
to be there.
Okay.
It's my festival, my friends are there, and I know all my friends like different music,
no.
and I also like different
no
music.
Lads in like North Face jackets and shorts running
oh,
around.
They're
like,
banned.
Yeah.
Your bags get searched when you walk in for North Face.
Just
only
for North
if
Face.
You're wearing North Face, yeah.
A North Face line.
Yeah,
and 11
you
degrees.
Your top.
And Jack Wills.
Sorry
to
bolt on.
Sorry.
I actually have the 11 degrees
taken. That's what I mean. You might need to get
Jim
your
sure.
What's wrong with Jack Wills? Jack Wills is cool.
B3.
Come on, back to Ben.
No,
back to the act.
Anyway,
sorry, we'll,
lads,
we'll deal
we're
with
taking
that.
The piss. Go
we'll
on.
Deal with that
okay.
conflict after.
I'm gonna say a stage, and these are all. I mean, an act, and these are all gonna like be like that's not allowed. Anyway, I'll tell you what I was thinking because I was thinking.
If you say someone dead here.
No, they're not dead.
All right.
Okay, so I was thinking like I couldn't pick like.
What Drake or Jay-Z?
No, it's not. Listen to me, okay? Just let me explain it. Do you know when 2 Chainz went on tour and he did 2 Chainz and Friends?
Ah, you're a messer.
I'm not going to say 2 Chainz and Friends. I'm going to say, like, Young Money and Friends. Like, I'm going to pick...
A label. Like.
A label and Friends because I like a lot of, like, random songs. You just kind of listen... I know you listen to albums anyway. I listen to, like, playlist with random songs in it, so I couldn't pinpoint one person. So they don't have to be big people, like they can be a little daytime act, you know, but it's just gonna be like someone and friends. Thinking Young Money and Friends, I kind of like them.
So like not like big names, but like Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Lil Wayne.
Well, like they don't have to be there, but like they could if they want. They could show up if they want. So they could do a little Skype. Do you know what I mean? You said I have no budget, so
you might as well just play it off Spotify then.
Yeah, well they can if they want, but I would like there to be a stage where that happens.
Okay, and you would like Young Money specifically.
I'm gonna say Young Money. Yeah, I looked up a few Young Money people. Class.
Okay.
Your Tigers and your Mac Mains and your Lil Twists.
Like. Well, think about it like Bedrock, you know, High School Only. You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Class, like, they'd be bangers. Anyway.
She never fucked Wayne, she never fucked Drake.
All my life, my never. Sake.
Never. Couldn't anyway. Believe it when I heard it.
So, how many acts am I on now? Three.
That's three, though.
I'm gonna say Octave and Paula.
Okay.
Nice.
Headliner. Big headliner. I know I've just done two indie headliners. Whatever.
It's fine.
Do you know what? They have to be there. I love them. Him. Love him.
So would you say your three headliners would be Kanye, Fleetwood, and Tame Impala?
No.
They're your big names.
I'm gonna put Fleetwood on a daytime. I'm gonna pick another headliner if you just give me a minute. Do you know?
Okay. So all the old people
room
the early in the day.
Mm.
Get that out of the way.
Yeah. Well, it can be like a daytime. So it can be like a breakfast time sing along.
I don't want to choose between Kanye and Fleetwood Mac. You know? Mm,
that's what I'd say. Yeah. So another like fiddler fart. I'm gonna say Sticky Fingers has to be there.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, I know them.
I like them.
It's a nice little daytime act. Have they ever been? They've been to the Olympia or something, haven't they? That's about it.
Someone told me they're playing in the academy, but I didn't see it on the schedule.
Okay, anyway. That's a good one then. Because usually acts like play during like May, April, and then they come back.
Yeah.
For a festival.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
And I'd like to see them in a festival environment as opposed to just in the Olympia.
Sweet. Fair. It's a good show. It's a good show.
All right then. Another little fiddler fart, I'm going to say, I don't actually know. I'd actually think I'd like to be a little person during the day playing, because I want to get up there and make a playlist of all the groovy techno tunes.
Okay.
I didn't want to just pick, like, Dennis Salta and listen to his whole set and then let him play, like, I Remember at the end.
Yeah.
I want to put my Spotify playlist on, but I want, like, someone like Steve Aoki to be playing it just so we can get cake. Do you know?
That's an interesting take.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
so you want, like, a Steph DJ set, essentially.
Yeah, like a throwback.
But you're not DJing.
No, I'm on the floor.
Okay.
So you want someone to play your playlist,
an
expert DJ.
Kind of. Not my playlist specifically, they can throw in some more, switch it up, but the groovy tunes, you all know the ones I'm talking about, like, you know, they have to be played.
That's interesting.
True.
Yeah.
Switch out.
You never really get that at a gig you go to, you kind of want it.
Yeah.
You never really get to have a Prince playlist transfer over to a festival.
Yeah,
I like
that
idea.
Yeah, I really like groove tunes and I like techno, but
that's really,
don't think I could pick one person to just play techno for me.
Okay, so currently we're on Kanye West, Fleetwood Mac, Tame Impala, Young Money and Friends, Steph's playlist.
Call it Steve Aoki. Just call him Steve Aoki.
Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
Steve Aoki plays the hits.
And
Steve Aoki presents Steph's playlist, yeah.
He would not. If you gave him a couple of grand, he'd do it, I think. And then Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
So now we need two more. I'd like to inform you that you've now named three indie acts, two rap acts.
No problem.
That's all I'm saying.
I named a techno act too.
That's just you.
Well, it's a techno for me.
Okay.
Mallrap can do if you want. Yes. Like, if it'll make people go there, Mallrap
can do it. He's the draw. Like,
yeah.
Something for the kids.
All right, I'll do another headliner now. Oh, Britney Spears.
Wow.
Mad respect. Wasn't expecting that.
Britney Spears has to be there.
Britney Spears. Why is that?
Because, what do you mean, why is that?
Would you be an avid listener of Britney Spears?
I'm not, I wouldn't be listening to her on the bus. But whenever you listen to Britney Spears, like,
it's good crack.
Like, dance, you know. She's just crack and she just, like, get everyone hyped up, I think.
You think that's a headliner?
Yeah, she's
gonna
have
her big Saturday night, probably.
She's big money, though.
I think she's a Friday night job.
Okay, yeah, interesting.
And then I'm gonna do rap on the Saturday and indie on the Sunday.
Okay,
nice. Yeah, the indie Sundays.
Yeah, take like on the last.
So we need one more, maybe Sticky Fingers esque, like level of fame, maybe.
Yeah.
Head, kind of little Saturday 4 o'clock job, Saturday 7 o'clock job.
Can I just say I don't know who Sticky Fingers is or are. I assumed you meant the rapper from Onyx.
They're an Australian band. Yeah.
That Sticky Fingaz was the rapper. AZ or GAZ.
Who's sticky and who's the fingers?
Puff. His pharmacy is
the machine. Why are they sticky? Ooh.
Ooh. I don't really know, because it's hard to pick just the last one now.
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to think.
We're asking to do with Steph, so.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I like, there's so many people I could pick, like, I can't, now I'm thinking, like, little names. I'm thinking, like.
I think you might need another, like, big name for the kids here.
Yeah, I was, honestly, I'm thinking Versatile, like, I know you're all like, shut up, but.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from here.
I've been to Versatile twice, and I have never had more fun in my whole life.
To be honest with you, Versatile seem to be kind of a staple at Irish festivals nowadays, yeah. Like, they kind of seem to be.
They're everywhere. Kind of guaranteed, which is why I'm hesitant to say them.
No, but yeah, take them.
Honestly, they'll probably be, like, my idea of festival.
But they're a good pick.
In the lineup.
They're a good pick.
I love them. If not them, maybe I do, like, Brockhampton.
Brockhampton's a good one.
Maybe Gus. Okay. He's a bit off now for the festival season.
So you're taking Versatile, like, that's your
I'm
final?
I'm doing Versatile, I'm just letting you know if they're sick that day.
So, little recap.
You have some reserves. Like,
yeah.
Little recap for everyone. We're going to say Kanye as a headliner, also Britney, and Tame Impala.
Yeah, they're my three headliners.
And then we have a few scattered around. Fleetwood Mac, Steph, played by Steve Aoki.
Or Malgrab.
Jim was free in the day.
Yeah.
Sticky Fingers. And Versatile.
Sorry. And Young Money and Friends.
Young Money and Friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's everyone. So we have a nice little mix throughout the weekend. Mm-hmm. Lads, any ideas on some scores? If anyone wants to throw, you could have a little think. We have time, so we don't have to do it straight away.
What's it out of?
10.
Well, the lads are counting their scores. Is there anyone you really wanted to include that you couldn't? Perhaps limited by our strict rules.
There's honestly many people I wanted to include if I wasn't limited. I would like to go more on, like, the Britney tangent, like, that type of music.
Yeah.
So, include, like, more. The playlist that you had were, like, 2,000 songs.
2,000 songs, like, Black Eyed Peas. Yeah. Maybe they might make a reunion for it.
Are you choosing acts, just out of curiosity, this is our first podcast, are you choosing acts from your, like, your favourite artists, or what you think would make class festival crack?
They are my favourite artists. Like, I wouldn't be listening to Britney Spears every day, like I said, but, like, that would make festivals so much crack, in my opinion.
Okay.
This would be my ideal festival crack. Like, I'm not, like, if we were at, like...
Britney Spears is definitely a different name as well. Like, I've never heard Britney Spears even play a festival in my life.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. She'd be so entertaining. Did you ever see her... What show was that when she was drunk on the stage?
Oh, yeah.
The VMAs 2007. Didn't give me more. That's
Yeah. What was the name of the snake that she had?
The snake? The yellow one?
The one that you brought on stage?
I think the snake had a name, did it? It was just hanging around.
Like, just snake on
her. Just Snakey the Snake. Like, I look it up.
She called it
Are we
Snake.
Allowed to look it up?
She called it Snake, so she didn't get attached to it.
Well, the people got attached to it anyway. It's an iconic moment. Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Snake.
So it's my favorite artist based on the crack I want to have at festivals, and I want everyone to have at my festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like the Steph DJ set take.
It's pretty funny.
That would be,
yeah.
That's a great contribution. Thank you.
Do you know, I might even be on the stage. I might get up there.
It's a bit of Grey Goose on you.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben, if you want to start it off.
Yeah, I guess I never really thought about how tricky it was going to be to actually score them. We kind of need the criteria. Like, do we want it to be our favourite?
The snake's name is Banana.
Snake's knowledge.
Are we, like, this doesn't have to be in the podcast, but, like, are we recording, are we scoring on, like, our preference, or are we scoring on how cohesive we think it is?
Bit of both.
Give up just what you feel, because I know.
How much you would enjoy that?
Yeah.
I don't think it should be, though. I think it should be, like...
For me, I'm, like...
I think it should be, like, how...
Those three headliners are very good, but... sometimes you just feel a pressure to go to see some acts, and you wouldn't really enjoy it. I'd love to see Fleetwood Mac in a concert setting. That would be amazing. Young Money wouldn't really stand out that much to me. But also Kanye as well, the headliner, is a great shout.
Mm.
I think there's a lot of quality in there, but I also think there's a lot of acts that... we are overestimating how much people like them.
Yeah, that's why it's it's tailored to me, right?
No, I know it is. Yeah, no, it is tailored to you. But we have to think practically as well as a festival experience
score
overall.
Score me however you want. I'm just saying that's the crack I would be having, and I think you would all be having crack at that festival. That's what I'm
going
to say.
Okay. I'm going to give a solid 7. I think the Steps playlist really brings it up. I think Kanye obviously is my favourite artist. I would love to have him. So a few picks in there I think are a bit questionable for keeping up the buzz for a festival. No?
That's fair.
Are we going clockwise?
Sure.
Or something? Yeah. I think it's a bit of a vibe clash, but I welcome that. You know what I mean? That one would not mean I reject, you know, sheets of paper, blank sheets of paper one after another. You know, I want the colourful, I want the...
Yeah.
And you know, the snappiness and the
snaz.
Kind of pop in nature. So I do like the variants in genre, and I will give the lineup an 8, even though most of the acts are not people that I would be listening to daily or anything like
that. Yeah, that's an interesting take, Sean.
Fair. I'm going to go with Ben, give 7. There's a few that I don't really know and I wouldn't be that interested in, but a lot that I wasn't expecting. Britney, I wasn't expecting for one, which I think is brilliant.
You're not expecting her out of me.
Yeah, well, not that I wasn't expecting out of you, but I wasn't. It's not one that I'd associate with a festival.
Right.
Who else? And then the headliners, Kanye and what was the other one? Fleetwood Mac. It's a good mix there. I like it.
Mm.
So yeah, thanks. 7. Good job.
For me, I enjoy the 3 headliners, and I enjoy Fleetwood Mac a lot. I'm kind of, and obviously the Steph DJ set. I think that's an amazing idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how you could attract the Irish public into going to a festival if it's your DJ set. They wouldn't really know you as intimately as we do.
I just app my app and then there's...
Oh, on Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
come on.
I hadn't factored that in. I'm going to give you a 7.5, Steph.
Alright, thanks.
Are we doing 0.5s?
I, as the host of this podcast, I've just decided that, yeah, we can do 0.5s.
Fuck's sake.
That's quite big. I kind of would have given a 7.5.
Oh.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. 5. Right.
I was half.
I did 7.5 because I feel it deserves a 7.5.
Thanks.
Wow.
So are you going to start doing like 0.2s and all?
No, just 5.
Just obviously not 0.2s.
No, but like when you round it up.
I
give it 7.75.
No, but it could end up like 0.2 or something.
You just round up or down.
Scratch.
So tell me, you're doing 7.5.
7.5. We're not going
to... If it was an odd number anyway, we're going to have to...
It's 0.5 or 2 to... Like,
number.
2 to 0.
To the
you're doing 7?
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll try to get like a sting. So stupid.
Well,
I like the 0.5. Is it? I was going to ask for the 0.5.
Oh, right. Half, that's the rule. Okay. The scores have to have a 0.5 in them now. That's the rule.
Right.
Okay,
so we've come to a final score.
The numbers are in.
Yeah.
What do we got?
We're giving you a 7.5 overall for Axe. That 0.5 is a, you know, could go either way. Could round up to an 8. I think it was 8. Depending on the weather, I'd say that could go to an 8.
A solid B,
no
baby.
Doubt.
Mm.
It's a solid B.
Right.
Class.
Circle that off. Okay.
Nice.
On to the next second.
Right. I'm going to talk to you about functionality.
Alright.
Okay, so we're going to be looking at a few different things. Age profile, price, transport to and from, and the location we're going to pick. So we'll start off with age profile. Yeah, as you mentioned, the X there, they had like a few different kind of age profiles. I like that. So.
Also, what would your restriction be?
Yeah, what are you kind
of... Age.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I am only 19, but I'd probably make the age 20. Or 19. I'd probably make it... I'm not going to say over 18s anyway, because then all the youngest just get in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, 20s, probably, because I don't hate young people or anything, but I just don't want a load of young ones running around, like, you know...
Yep.
Acting really white at Kanye and stuff like that. I just don't want it. So, I'm going to say over 20s.
Fair.
I don't really mind... Who goes? Like, I don't really care if old people go, do you know?
Is that no, there's no upper age limit, so...
No. You can be, like...
No wheelchairs allowed.
No wheelchairs can come. Do you know?
Yeah,
it's
fair.
I'm not... What's that
discriminate.
Steph does not hate the disabled.
No.
Very popular.
She's going to make that.
She's coming on the podcast.
That's
her name. Long last. The rumours have been swirling around for far too long.
The only person that's banned is Ashley from Newbar. You can check an IDs on the door.
He's a big
just
people back on Kanye annual money and friends.
Just put him on
so.
The door.
Easiest way ever.
So yeah. Stinger for him, isn't it?
Mm. Mm. Nice. Right, price of tickets. So what are we going to do? We're going to do kind of 3-day tickets, 1-day ticket.
It's definitely a 3-day event.
Yeah, and you've clocked up a big budget here with your acts. Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about price, to be honest, for the tickets, but I'm going to say it's €300.
Wow.
Do you know, like, in fairness, those are some top quality acts and they demand a top quality, top premium kind of price range, so 300 sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, it's not too much over, like, you know, the standard EP and stuff, but I think it's worth it for the acts and for what I have in mind for the festival.
Okay.
So, like, the unique Steph DJ set is costing £100 alone by itself.
That's like a VIP event. Yeah. You have to pay once you get in there to go for that.
Yeah, you have to do, like, a fire festival, like, you have to get the wristbands and get in there.
What about a one-day job?
No.
No one days.
There's no one day because it's a camping thing and it's quite, you know, you get the 3-day ticket and you come or you don't come at all. Yeah. There's no fiddling around with it, you know.
Even for the long haul.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, if it was a 1-day event, like, how would you kick people out? They'd just stay in. That's if someone bought a ticket on a Friday,
the last day.
The last day is 1 day, but that's what they do for EP.
Oh.
So you'd have to rejig your whole headliners and everything as well. So I think it's nice to have this simplicity.
I wouldn't bring anyone else in because then everyone's skagging on the last day and you don't want people who aren't skagging seeing you.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
Yeah. You're in and you're out.
Or they're on a different buzz and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
They've been waiting all weekend.
So there's only 3 I take for me.
Okay, interesting.
Location we're going to talk about. So
it's in Ireland, right?
Yes,
we're in Ireland. Well, I want an area and kind of any additional features that you might like in there.
Okay.
So, EP obviously have the fairground or whatever.
Yeah.
You could have. There was talk of the pool opening or
there's the lake was supposed to be open. EP.
Mm.
Anything like that you feel?
Yeah, I couldn't really pick a specific place because I was thinking, like, oh, it'd be nice to have it, like, on the beach or something, but then I was like, people would drown and stuff.
Yeah,
that's really true.
So, I changed it from the coast to somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I don't really know where. To be honest, I don't have a place for this.
You can have
it has to have a lake.
You can have a waiver in the tickets.
Has to have a lake.
Sign their rights, like, you know, they drown.
Yeah, well,
that's how it would be.
I changed my mind. I don't want it to be at the beach. Then it'd be out of town and all. It has to be in a field somewhere. Like, I haven't been to Life, but I think maybe the setting of Life would be good.
Life is, of course, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah,
and, like, I know I said that it's a big festival and all, but I like the fact that Life, because Jess went and she said that, like, it's such, like, a small campsite, like, you don't have to walk ages to get to, like, the inside concert place.
Mm. Yeah.
I kind of like that, but I guess it's unrealistic with my lineup, so.
Yeah, that is true.
But I do like the fact that, like you said, everyone's camped in on top of each other on EP and stuff. I like when there's a bit of space out.
So what are you saying? Do you want a big space or do you want a small campsite?
It has to have a big space.
Okay.
Realistic.
So as big as EP, we're talking. Because you're going to have a lot of demand here. Once Kanye's being talked about, that's it.
I don't know, lads. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I wasn't prepared for this question, to be honest.
Okay.
It has to have a lake, anyway. I'm going to give it that much. There. I'd prefer it to be a smaller venue, but it's not realistic. It has to be big. I'm going to say maybe a bigger area than EP, but, like, it's just better laid out. Like, not everyone's not on top of each other and shit like that. And, like, you can have little go-karts to get to the fucking place. You don't have to walk from the big blue bus.
Like a golf cart.
I like that. Yeah. Golf carts.
Yeah.
Can I suggest something else? Like, each ticket has their own camping area.
Yeah.
So not one area is going to be overflowing.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and there's
good.
Kind of, instead of EP where you have Hendrix really close by, but a Fair Fire Park, you could have encircling the campsites around the main area.
And you could.
So they're all equidistant.
When you buy your ticket, you could say, like, you know the way my festival is different genres?
Yeah.
Say what your favourite genre is. Place you with the genres.
You could also, all your friends could say, oh, we're all camping in this campsite.
Mm.
Pay for your ticket in this one.
Yeah.
But see, you have an issue with that though. Because if everyone's buying tickets to the techno genre, you instantly have a bunch of North Faces going around.
Well, the techno genre is not, it's not going to be classified as techno. It's going to be groovy. Do you know?
Okay.
Cold, it's not going to be techno heads going to this really, I don't think.
You can't. You can't choose.
No, I can't choose, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think they're going to really appeal to it.
Is it a bit of a boutique?
No, definitely not a boutique.
It's 300 quid.
It's 300 quid, yeah.
Final loopholes here.
I don't know, lads. Anyway,
on to the
next question.
That's 3 days for 300 quid. That's not extortion, I don't think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's a bougie festival.
Yeah.
It's an everyman festival.
Yeah, it's everyman. Like I said, I don't care the age gap. I'd love to see some 60-year-olds there and stuff, you know? Some other resources it's going to have, like I said, it has to have Walters, because I went...
Probably going to leave that to Vibes.
Oh, he said that to me.
Walters?
He said
Tommy Blue is mucking a bit too early there, so
we'll
go with the vibe.
Edit it back out.
Once again, Tommy has overstepped his boundaries.
Was there anything else you had to add, Tommy?
Last one was transport, but that's not a huge part. I like the idea with the golf carts.
Yeah.
Good. I think, you know, like them trains in shopping centres?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. That's cool, I like that.
Yeah, and like, you could, you know, they just work there. Beer job, driving a little golf cart.
Just give her piggybacks all the time.
Yeah,
good job.
Would you pay your staff well?
No.
They did go to the concert for free. I just hired loads of staff and cut their hours. They wouldn't have to work 12-hour shifts. That's they'd good. Do like six.
Fair. Except for Ashley.
Except for Ashley. He's not
72 hours.
Yeah.
In a cage at night.
Okay, fair.
Functionality
wrapped up. We'll give a score now.
Yep. Anyone have anything to ask? Question Steph over while they're mulling over their score.
How would it ensure like golf carts with like people going around out their heads? So, you know what I mean?
Well, people aren't allowed driving. They'd have 2 men from my festival.
Where would they be kept? Like, where's
the
golf cart
like,
shed? Like,
I don't know.
They have armed guards on that. Like.
Yeah, I'll just put them in a cage with Ashley. He can mind them.
He's the golf. Yeah, that's his job. Yeah.
Fair play, Ashley. You're getting.
So, Tommy, if I can go to you first.
Just give it a ride.
As you're in charge of this category here.
Fair.
Out of 10. And the 0.5s are allowed to be given.
0.5s are allowed. Right, in terms of location, I like the idea of the circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And obviously the water as well. I really wanted to go swimming at EP this year.
I don't know where the lake is. Like, I've tried to find it for 2 years and I can't find it.
I don't think it exists.
Supposedly it does.
It should exist. But anyway, for that reason, I'm going to give you an 8.
Thank you.
Out of 10.
Interesting.
Solid.
Sean, we'll go to you next.
I'm not really sure how to rate functionality on a scale, but I would say that Steph put the fun in functionality.
There you go.
I would give her a 7.5.
How long have you waited to use that? Come on.
I was like, did it just there, Tommy, so I didn't know what else to say. Ben, here we go.
So, it's tricky here because it's the first one and we really did not give you much to go off. Mm-hmm. We didn't tell you what questions we were going to ask you, and we hope that in podcasts to come, people will have way more like preparation. Like, they will know what to think of. You kind of threw it on you there, because we're still kind of thinking about what this is going to be.
But also because we're confident in your abilities.
Yeah.
Also,
awesome. I know.
So, going off the questions, I feel like there's a few inconsistencies here. You're not really sure on the location. Mm-hmm. You're not really sure on how much it's going to be, size, etc.
TBC.
TBC. I like that you're trying to bring some fun into it, like the golf carts and stuff like that. Definitely like the idea of splitting it into sections. It's also a very good idea. Just because of the inconsistencies, I'm going to go for a 6.5.
Harsh critic, my lord.
Still a positive rating.
Still a good rating. Still above 500.
The thing that sticks out to me the most is the 20s age limit.
Now, why don't you like that, Connor? I didn't have a problem with that myself.
Steph, you're only 19.
It's not happening until after October.
It's going to be November.
It's Steph's birthday. It's her birthday.
I'm only saying over 20s because if you say over 18s, young people come. Like, if it's over 20s, it's harder to get into, like, I know I'm not 20 yet, and I'm not going to be like, oh, I hate 18-year-olds. It's just like...
I know, but just look at your...
Like, underage...
You're 19!
In America, underage rappers get booked to perform in nightclubs all the time. What's the difference? Why can't a 19-year-old put a festival together?
It's nothing to do with me critiquing her creativity or anything about that. It's just... It seems a bit harsh that if you're 19 and 364 days...
To be honest, I never really thought about it between the 18 and 19-year-old's perspective. I'm just thinking of, I don't really want...
You never thought of it from your own perspective, because you are a 19-year-old.
No, not for me, because I'm almost 20. I can get a fake ID.
You're halfway!
I get a fake ID.
I didn't think about it, because I'm 19 and a half.
Okay. I don't know, lads. I'm not going to say for definite. I'm just trying to keep the young ones out.
Okay. Yeah.
But why would you want to do that?
The young ones, like the 16-year-olds.
Well, how many 16-year-olds did you see at EP?
I've seen a lot of 16-year-olds at Longitude. And when I went to EP, the whole two younger years below me and poor Marnik was there. So, like,
it's not currently the thing we need, is it?
I think Longitude, definitely, because it's a day festival.
It's also in Dublin.
Yeah, but I think the location being in the middle of Ireland, perhaps Athlone, that would discourage a lot of young fellas to go.
Might be Monaghan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A lot of fields there.
Yeah, yeah, there is.
I just decided okay. Right there.
Is life in Monaghan?
No, it's in Meath.
Yes,
Westmeath.
Yeah,
okay.
Nice.
I do like the genre-specific camping. I think that's a massive shout. I'm going to go with a 7.5 also.
Thanks.
No problem. No problem.
Right, head honcho, what do we finish up with?
Well, if you'd give me a fucking minute, like...
It's not Rain Man, like...
Is it 7?
It's like 7.05, is it?
Ooh, close.
It's 7.3, so we're just...
7.5.
It's going to round up to 7.5 again.
Oh, okay, perfect.
We're rounding up a decimal to another decimal.
Yeah, I think
are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm not going to complain.
We're going to complain. That's 0.5s, I'm going to have
it's
to
like
say.
It's like 75 out of 100.
We're not just a 0.4 go up to
75 8. Out of 100.
We're not just above 0.4 go to 8 and then down.
Moving on, anyway. So the finals.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
I doesn't think I deserve a
7.5. I know.
Right, so we're going to go with 7.5. Steph, are you happy with that?
I'm happy with it, yeah.
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 So, to reiterate, Axe 7.5, functionality also 7.5.
Class.
Now, we go over to our main man, Sean Kelly.
What is happening, folks?
Vibe K.
So, yeah, that's me. The vibe. I'm writing the vibes, so I'm the vibrator for today. So, Steph, what is your USP? Is it the 4-in-1 thing? Is that what we're going with? Like, you know, is that your main unique aspect of this festival?
Yeah, it really is. It's gonna cater to everyone. It's not gonna be like who can we get in our budget that like are the biggest names. I know there's some big names in there, but there's why are you doing that then? Why are you doing that?
Doing what?
Gesticulating.
Anyway, right. Do you know the way like Longitude this year? I'm just gonna give an example. Mm-hmm. They've just banged out all rap people. They're all good, they're great rap people, but they don't cater to a lot of people, right? Tommy wouldn't like to go there.
It's gonna be one demographic of people out of
them. Yeah. So
they'll have the Red Bull Arena in fairness as well.
I don't think Tommy would.
I know,
like
but
it.
I'm just yeah, okay.
Ooh. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my main like aim. That's my what I'm shaping it out to be. It's for everyone.
Yeah,
mostly
people
everyone. Except open. People that don't like listen to like country music.
But they're not people anyway.
It is if it's going to be a mono and you're going to have to you might have to appeal to that demographic.
That's
well if you get Nathan Carter on or something like you know
you just play Wagon Wheel at the end of every night to make sure everyone goes to bed.
Last song
yeah
every
just clear the area
last orders
that can wake you up that'll be like the alarm clock in the morning instead of the rooster it'll just be Nathan Carter Wagon Wheel.
So you spoke about a lake.
Yeah,
do you want the lake to be a big feature in your camping?
Doesn't have to. What do you mean like?
So like you want kind of revolve it around the lake?
No, it's like the camping's not around the lake. People
okay.
would drown.
Yeah, people
would
very much drown.
It's
unless
like,
the lake is 4 feet deep or something.
The lake's not going to be that deep, just for safety issues. It's not going to be like...
Wait, is it a man-made lake or are you going to find
the
lake?
No, I'm just going to find a lake and measure it. But
fair.
Get down with a ruler.
Yeah, you know, there could be some like blow-up bouncy castles on it and all that, you know, like...
Nice.
What
yeah.
Someone wants to break their neck on one of these.
You'd have to
sign a waiver before you get on. All
right, right.
Sign a waiver.
Job. Waiver is a solid idea.
Yeah,
yeah,
sign away your life to me. It's not going to be in the middle of the camping. It's going to be maybe like just off on a tangent of the circle.
It's going to be a fun zone, like a.
Yeah. So it's going to be like you go there during the day. There's some speakers blaring. There's some little bar there.
Are people DJing there, or is that just like general kind of piped in music, or who's spinning, who's on the ones and twos, the wheels?
I'm gonna
steel?
Say that's maybe just piped in music, like whoever's playing at the Red Bull.
Yeah.
There's this connective wire, like a cup, you know them cup
I guess
phones,
you, right?
Like that, but at the lake
telecommunications.
Yeah.
System, yeah,
So it's not taken away from the entertainment of the lake. It's just like you're just enjoying the vibes there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Chill out zone. Like,
chill out.
Chill out zone.
Lax.
Drug testing tents?
Definitely drug testing tents.
On every corner.
On every corner. But the thing is, like, lads, if I drug tested my MD and it was like, there's no MD in this, like, you'd be heartbroken. That has nothing to do with it. I'm just letting you know, like, you'd probably still take it.
Ignorance is bliss, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it could be on offer, but
you
would
like to
know
if, you know, rat poison is in your pills or something.
Oh, yeah, obviously you would take it then, but I'm saying, like,
you don't see how the sausage is made, you just want to eat the sausage. Mm. You know?
I don't take pills anyway, because, you know.
Yeah,
there's rat poison in them, so.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, there's drug testing facilities there. I was already thinking that. Yeah.
Well, any accessories? Was here Walters mentioned? Or
oh, no, you want me to do accessories? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be Walters. Oh, you just asked me about drug testing.
Okay, that's vibe.
Okay.
That's
a
safety is a vibe.
Okay.
I like to feel safe.
So, there's definitely going to be Walters there. Like, I liked the fact that there was, like, cool rides there at EP, but they weren't that cool. Like,
no,
I went on that swing in the air, and it was so boring.
That was really boring.
Is it, like,
well,
a chair plane thing?
Yeah, it was, like,
I
11 euro.
Planes.
It was so boring, and it was on for, like, 30 seconds. So, some rides, but there'd be more, like...
Interesting that you bring up price. I find that a lot of rides at festivals are ludicrous prices.
Mm. Joke.
Now, that could be due to, you know, you have some big names in there as well, you're going to have to keep up the money. Are you going to charge around the same amount as EP?
Do you know what? I might...
it's not a bad thing if you do. It seems like a pretty common thing. People still pay for it.
I'd probably contact a few carnivals, right? And I'd be like, look, this is my lineup. You can come and see this for free.
Whoa.
And you can give everyone 2 free tokens when they come in the door.
I like that.
And then after the 2 tokens, like, say you get one token, like, 1 ride on anything. You get 2. So
yeah.
You go on 2 rides and then after you have to pay and they can charge whatever they want.
Okay.
But I'm going to offer them, do you want to come see the acts?
Can you?
Can you? Fleetwood Mac? If not, then if I can't find someone to do it, then I'll probably just let them try to charge their own prices, to be honest.
What?
I don't have control over smaller businesses.
What do
you know?
Carnies listen to? Like, you have to like, put on a little carny
like,
stage for them.
Yeah.
ICP or something.
They listen to the mad festival music. Do you know, like... Are you ready? Spin if you want to go faster.
Yeah.
Where are you going to place? Is it going to be in the middle of the campsite? Or is it going to be a separate area?
Definitely not in the middle of the campsite.
Yeah, because I think that's ridiculous. I see people literally putting their tents right beside the Walters and they're blaring like...
Oh, mad music.
Yeah, put your hands up for Detroit like while you're trying to go sleep.
That's fire. But no, there's no way it's going there. It's probably, maybe it'll be like beside the lake. I'm going to say in the circle, right?
Okay.
Maybe half the circle or like... 3/4 of it. Say it's a clock. 3/4 of the clock.
Yes.
Camping.
Nice.
12 to 5 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camping. Okay. And then it's going to be at the bottom here, maybe the lake here beside the camping.
Okay.
And then we'll have the carnival. And then over all this side, we'll have the stages and everything, you know.
Okay.
And then up here, food.
So the top, food. Bottom, all that festival stuff.
Middle, body and soul.
Whoa. I see. Hold your horses.
Spanner in the works there, yeah.
You want body and soul?
I don't want body and soul. It can be like...
Body and soul adjacent.
So...
Soddy and mole. It can be like... Just the likes of it. I had so much fun at body and soul. And I like when... Like just... Looking at all the fiddy bits and like...
Sparkles.
Going in and there's like
body and soul is fun.
Climbing
fun.
In a wall and there's
yeah.
a fucking fire pit there and like
yeah.
all these hippies playing guitar. It's
or,
so fun.
Yeah. Going through a caravan and there's a snow.
Yeah.
Remember that place?
Yeah,
the,
that was class.
Winter
like,
Wonderland.
So maybe not body and soul. There could be a forest in the middle or something like that. And when you walk through the forest, it's like all these different cool shit. That definitely has to be a big aspect of my festival.
Okay.
Food.
Food.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, to be honest, like, I don't really eat when I go to
really?
Festivals, so, but I don't think that they have great selection. Like, they need, like, a cereal bar.
Shout.
They need a cereal bar, at, like, they need, like, actual food. They can't just do, like, burgers and chips, in my opinion.
You know what, that is a great shout. Like, practical breakfast.
Yeah, like...
Give someone a piece of toast.
One toasty truck for the whole of EP. Like, it's a joke, and the toasties are rotten anyway.
Mm.
So I need a cereal bar, and there'll probably be a few breakfast places, because I love breakfast.
Will the Neobar food truck be making an appearance, or is that gone? Like,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
Is that EP in life?
Yeah.
That's a security campsite, supposedly.
I don't really like the new bar food.
Whoa!
Alright, that's it. And it's been a good podcast, lads.
I don't, to be honest. Like, it's quite average, so.
I disagree.
Goujons.
I like the Goujons, but like,
you know. That's all.
That's it, lads. That's all, you get, that's all we need.
Yeah.
All we need. I don't
know. Can't wait.
I'm going to say that there's a few breakfast places there, like, I mean, good, like, gourmet food parlor shit.
Ooh.
That's fancy, but maybe that can just be for my...
Eggs Benny?
That can be for the axe.
Okay.
For the axe, okay, but you just can have some...
And you.
And me, yeah,
she is an axe, in fairness, with the...
There's definitely going to be a cereal bar there, and then nobody really eats much. And there's going to definitely be, like, you know, chips and gravy, that kind of stuff, because that's class festival food. Saba has to be there so I can get their actual chips and gravy. Curry chips, I mean.
Okay.
Saba. I don't really know who else, because I don't really eat at festivals.
Yeah, that's fair.
There could be a Carvery place there.
Ooh.
Jesus.
I like Carvery, so it's very
nice.
This is my festival, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to put the food on the other side of the carnival, otherwise everyone's getting sick everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
food's up here, carnival's here.
Yeah, exactly. Miles out.
Food's
miles.
At 12, carnival's at 6.
Yeah. Well, you must have rides for the carnival, even with too much detail there. Like,
I'm
going to... There were ship rides, so that would
be
a good ride.
Definitely, I know where you said this, the... Walsers.
Yeah.
And then do you ever get that on that one takeoff and it's like it's on a plate, so you sit in a chair and it's on a plate and then the plate rises up, so it's like at an angle and the plate spins and then your chair spins.
Oh yeah,
vaguely, yeah.
And then the plate spins like that. It's just a lot of spinning, basically.
Yeah.
There has to be a little what's it called,
magic carpet?
No,
a circle.
Ferris wheel.
Yeah, a Ferris wheel. Because, like, I didn't go on it last year, but it makes the aesthetic, you know?
Yeah.
It does look cool. Looks
bad.
Yeah. What else?
Bumper cars.
I don't know about that one.
Bumper cars are great car.
Might be some games, like, you know, when you win a fish.
Yeah.
Like, but not a fish, because then, like, fish would die at my festival. So, like, you could win, like, a can.
That's what it is.
Like, throw a ball into the...
Win drink.
Yeah. Win things, or win more tokens and stuff like that. If the tokens idea happens, and there has to be, like, you know, candy floss there.
Yeah.
Oh, and there has to be an ice cream man. Sorry, just remembered.
Yeah.
Big time.
The rest is endless.
That's about wraps.
Party never ends.
Literally never.
Have you got any more questions?
Wait, I want to emphasize. Yeah, I didn't really get to do it. My vibes. It's a lot of fiddly bits. This is a fiddly bit festival. So think of, like, weird things to look at.
Okay.
It's very, like.
Body and soul.
Immersive.
Okay.
Like, you know.
You are in the genre.
Yeah.
You are going to experience that genre.
Yeah, there's there are going to be color coded each quarter of the genres. Like,
and I was thinking, like, like a cool, like, I don't know how to describe it. I went to this place when I went to Edinburgh, and it was all these cool, it was like an optical illusion place.
Oh, that tunnel place.
Yeah, yeah, the tunnel place, like all these cool, like, light things. You can take cool selfies, do you know?
Mm.
I think that's a big, to get the name out there, you know, for the next year.
Would you fully decorate each section of the campsite, irrespective to the genre?
No, I wouldn't do that because that's discrimination. But I would just colour code it probably. And
okay.
I'd just like...
Put anything in there.
Yeah, I'd probably just have like different types of bars in there. Like in the indie one there might be like...
Yeah.
Workmans or something.
Yeah. And in
then
the techno
pop,
one there's
like
only
poppers.
Nagins of Hazar.
Yeah.
Things like that, you
fair.
Know?
I'm going to stop it on this and then do another one.
Yeah.
Because it's about to get turned.